Hey, this is Dr. Liu. I'm the clinical patient. Last name is Jackson. First name is Louis, L-O-U-I-S. Date of visit is January 31, 2023. Date of birth is March 21, 1964. Chief complaint, headaches and seizure. Next birth history, present known as patient, tells me that he has headaches and seizures. The first type of patient tells me that he had a cerebral aneurysm, status post cerebral aneurysm surgery, 1991. First up, he tells me that it was a hemorrhagic hemorrhage. First up, requiring immediate clipping surgery. First up, the aneurysm was on the left side. First up, the surgery was done in UC Davis in 1991. First up, since then, he's been having significant headaches on the left side of the head. First up, he also having a seizure. So first of all, a patient tells me that the last seizure was 90 days ago. First of all, the one prior to that is 5 weeks prior to that. So first of all, he tells me that he would have a sudden loss of consciousness. So first of all, a patient tells me that he would suddenly lose consciousness and fell to the ground. So first of all, a patient tells me that he's currently taking Depakote and Trilepto. First of all, he tells me that the Depakote is not helping him at all. He tells me that he tells me that even he's taking Depakote, he's still having seizures. So first of all, he tells me that he's also taking Trilepto. First of all, he tells me that he does not think Trilepto is useful. Also, patient tells me that he tried various seizure medications before, including Keppra and Dilantin, and they were not helpful. First of all, he tells me that the only medication that helps for the seizure was gabapentin. First of all, and he was taking gabapentin. It was able to help the seizures, and it was able to help the headaches as well. First of all, he does not remember the dosage that he was taking before. Next part of past medical history. A history of a cerebral aneurysm, status post clipping surgery in the left side of the brain, coma in 1991 at UC Davis. The first time impression number two, seizure disorder since the aneurysm clipping surgery. Next number, chronic headaches, coma on the left side, coma since the surgery. First up, the next paragraph. Impression number one, history of cerebral aneurysms, status was clipping surgery, 1991 at UC Davis. The first time, the patient tells me that it was a hemorrhagic, patient tells me that there was intracranial hemorrhage from the aneurysm. First up, impression number two, seizure disorder since the surgery. First up, he tells me that the Depakote is not effective for seizures. So first up, the Trilepto is not effective for seizures. So first up, patient tried Keppra and Dilantin in the past. So first up, he tells me that they were also not effective for the seizures. So first up, the patient tells me that the only medication that worked well in the past for the seizure was gabapentin. First up, he tells me that the gabapentin was effective for the seizures and also headache prevention. First up, he does not know the exact dosage of the gabapentin he was on before. First up, a Botox injection today, comma for the chronic headaches. There was no complications. There's no bleeding. The Botox is for the chronic headaches. Next paragraph. If the Botox is effective, comma I would like to see him in 3 months, comma for another Botox injection. We'll recommend patient to start on gabapentin, 600 milligrams of TID, for seizure prevention and also headache prevention. First up, he tells me that the gabapentin was very effective for his seizures and headaches in the past. First up, next number, I will recommend him to continue to take the current dosage for Depakote right now. I will also recommend continue to take the current continue the same dosage for Trilepto. I believe that he's taking Trilepto 600 milligrams of TID. First up, he's taking Depakote 500 milligrams tablet, one pill twice a day. First up, I recommend him to continue his medications until to make sure that the gabapentin is effective first. If the gabapentin is effective, we'll consider weaning him off of this other seizure medication, so for starting sober. Patient in the past also tried Topamax, amitriptyline, ibuprofen, sumatriptan, comma, none of these medications were effective for first time sober. We'll see how he does with the Botox injection. So first of all, our recommendation file with me in 3 months, comma, for another Botox injection for step and next paragraph. The Botox injection, risk and benefit was clearly explained to the patient for step, but the benefit would include alleviation for the headaches of first step. The risk would include the muscle paralysis, the weakness. First up, next number. This marks the gene of dictation.